Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
I mean, it's still early in the season, but we try to find our identity. And right now we have a strong one. It's a team that never quits. And, I mean, if you got guys like that, then whatever else happens, it's just, you know, we just go out there and play for each other. The defense never gives up. Special teams never gives up. And offense never quits. So right now we're a team that never quits. It's very important. I think, I don't know if anyone in the NFL is playing their best football right now, but I think we got better this week from last week, and we had a good week of practice, and guys are doing a great job, and we just keep coming out there and we're learning as we go. So Trestman's a great coach, and Cuddy's doing a great job. Forte, offensive line, you could go down the list from the defense. I mean, they had a tough task. The Minnesota Vikings were a good team, so last week we had a good team. So that's two good teams that we beat. So you got to win the ones that no one think you could win, and then win those ones that you're supposed to win too. So, and right now we're 2-0, and that's a great feeling. Well, we ran a play earlier in the game, and I was wide open down the sideline, and Cuddy missed me, and I was like, "Hey, man, what happened?" So I was like, "We could score earlier," but we've been working on it. We ran it in practice, and we kind of got the same look, and we didn't throw it. So after the play, me and Cuddy got together, and we talked, and we was like, "Hey, if he covers me like this, just throw a back shoulder, and I go up and make the catch, because if he's over the top, that way we don't force it." So that's 2 weeks in a row where it showed the communication between me and Cuddy showed up in the red zone, and that's what we've been working on. It's a jump ball error down there. These guys do a great job covering, but I think we're fortunate enough to have three or four long guys that could go up and get the ball. Anytime I get to run down the field, my eyes get big. If I get one-on-one coverage, I just feel like I could go up and make a play. And Cuddy trusts me, and we have good chemistry growing. That's still growing, and I know where to expect the ball from him, and that's the biggest thing down there. I know it's going to be a back shoulder. I know it's going to be a jump ball. I know it's going to be, you know, a bullet or whatever it is, and it makes it easier for me to do my job because I could just keep running, and then make the play at the last second. Well, I thought I was going to score the play right before that when I put a nice look. They didn't know I had jukes out there. They told me, I was like, "Man, how are you so slippery and so big?" I was like, "I'm like Muhammad Ali out here." But I thought I was going to score on that one. I was supposed to get out of bounds, but I didn't. And the next play, they called a play, and I was just like, "Okay, catch your breath. You know, make a play right here. We need one." And then I just go out there and play. I'm a little bit of both. I'm sweet. You know, I move like a butterfly, you know, and I sting like a bee. So I'm a little bit of both. I like to be the butterfly because sometimes you got to, you know, spread your wings. And you ever try to catch a butterfly with your hands? You can't do it. You need a net. They got butterfly nets made just for catching butterflies. And hopefully they'll make a unicorn net just for catching unicorns out there, especially black ones. Just trying to make a play, and I messed up my shoulder. So I'm in a lot of pain right now, but you know, it is what it is. Got to go back in there and finish up. You know, in this level, I just feel like the tight end is a position that, you know, you got to play through a lot of injuries and a lot of pain. So it's a tough position to play, and I've been fortunate enough to, you know, not miss any games really in my career, and hopefully it stays that way. I played behind a guy who never missed a game, which I hated. But, you know, that's just the standard that I think that the tight end has to bring. All I can say is that Hester is amazing. You know, just anytime he touches the ball, he's just like, okay, what's going to happen? I mean, he put us in great field position the whole day. They did a great job blocking. And, I mean, when he hits the ball, I'm a spectator. I'm like, I'm cheering, I'm jumping. It's just fun to watch him back there. You know, we always joke with him and say, you know, you got to make your money this week because you're just returning kicks. And he earned his check today. he's just cool, calm, and collected. I think that's a trust thing with the guys he has on the outside and the guys that he has in front of him. He feels like, hey, we can make a play. You know, you don't have to stress. It's not like you don't have guys that can make plays for you. You just feel like, hey, we got a chance, and I got all these weapons and these guys blocking in front of me. We can make something happen. So it's just like he trusts me to make a play. He trusts Brandon. He trusts the line to do their job, and he could relax and just do his job. So that just goes to a team effort and the coaches doing their jobs and everyone working hard to get better.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.